talking Colorado Mesa women's hoops with Mavs coach Taylor Wagner on the team.
All right, joining us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, his team off to a 5-0 start, getting ready to open up conference play on the road this weekend, Colorado Christian and Metro State. Taylor Wagner joins us. Taylor, how are you?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Doing fine. Did you realize you were 18-0 at the Holiday Inn Airport Thanksgiving Classic until, well, Dave Yonke, your SID, mentioned that in the game the other night, that you were 18-0 in that tournament?
I hadn't thought about it. But now looking back, no, we haven't lost.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, but you're the kind of guy that's like, yeah, that's nice, but it doesn't win us a conference title. I mean, some coaches might put more stock into that, but you're like, yeah, you expect to win at home. You expect to be dominant at home, and you have been dominant at Brown Center Arena, so it's not a big shock to you, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, usually when we talk about goals at the beginning of the year, you know, that's kind of at the top of our list of not losing at home and kind of protecting our home floor. We just feel like we should never be outworked on our own floor. That's where we work every day, so we should be familiar with that court.
Well, you wrapped up the weekend with a really good win against Montana Western. They were the number 24 team in the NAIA ranks. They had won a national championship a couple of years ago, and a basketball team with Brynley Fitzgerald, really good player for them. She finished with 17 points the other night. But you guys came out of the gate hot. Savannah Domgaard, who had the four threes in the first half, I believe she had the three threes in the first quarter. Boy, she got you off on a really fast start in that game on Saturday night.
She did. I think her able to hit those shots kind of set the tone. Our defense picked up really well, and then to see the ball go in, which has been a struggle for us this year from the three-point line, I think it, you know, gave some kids some confidence. And then it opened up the floor, too, you know, for other people to get in the lane because they're worried about the three-point shot.
Taylor Wagner, coach of the CMU women's basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. Mariah Martin, the Westminster transfer, she had by far her best game as a Maverick after transferring 23 points. She had 6 rebounds the other night. And I thought, boy, that free throw line jumper, time and time again, when the Bulldogs made a little bit of a run on your team, Taylor, she'd come down the floor, you know, pull up jumper from the foul line was, you know, money in the bank. It seemed like time and time again in the game on Saturday.
Yeah, that's her shot, you know, and she's good at getting all the way to the basket too. She uses her body so well, and her 3-point shooting's coming along. So, you know, we're gonna need her, and she's got to be that leader on the offensive floor. And I like it because she can score, but she's great at finding her teammates and making the right pass at the right moment.
Yeah, I mean, she had a great all-around game. She had 6 assists along with the 6 rebounds, the 23 points. She was named the RMAC Offensive Player of the Week. And, you know, the perfect compliment, as we've talked about, to Danny Turner, who had herself an outstanding game and could have very well been maybe the RMAC Player of the Week as well. Double-double, 15 points, 12 rebounds for Danny the other night and a couple of steals.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it helps Danny being on the wing, and I think she's more comfortable there. But I mean, her rebounding that's one thing we talked about earlier in the year. We just need someone that, you know, kind of like Sid Brandon, where she'd go get a rebound, and we talk about rebounding out of your area and, you know, chasing it down. And Danny's done a really good job of just elevating and going up over everybody and coming down with rebounds, and that's gonna help us win some ball games if she can continue to do that and take pride in that.
Taylor Wagner, coach of the CMU women's basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. And Kylie Kravig, who played over at University High School over in the Greeley area, she had 10 minutes the other night on the floor and came in and did a nice job playing some really good defense, getting on the glass a little bit. Freshman, it seems like you got some confidence in here early on in the season.
Yeah, she's someone that just plays with her heart every play, and I think each game she's going to get a little bit better and more comfortable out there. But, you know, she's kind of fearless when she's out there. That's what we need from those freshmen, just to come in and give us a lift. And especially with her energy, she likes to do all the little things. She likes to set up her teammates. She likes to play defense. She gives us another ball handler. So she's going to be someone that is really going to improve over the year and then be a good player for us for her career here.
Taylor Wagner, coach of the CMU women's basketball team. Mavericks off to the 5-0 start as they get ready for conference play on the road Saturday and Sunday. First, we'll talk about Colorado Christian. And look, with Christian, they're coming off a game where they played a really good Western Washington team, Taylor, 13th-ranked team in the nation, where they lost 58-51, close loss in that game. And a season for the Cougars where right now they're playing 500 basketball, but that's the kind of game where they can kind of build off of that heading into the conference opener with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, all three losses are against top 20 programs. So they've been right close with all of them. So they're a good team, and they've got a bunch of Division I transfers in there, and they're really big. And, they got a new coach, and she's getting them to play hard. So that's going to be a tough game for us, a tough environment. This whole weekend, I mean, both teams are really big, and so our rebounding's going to have to be really good, as well as our post defense.
Taylor Wagner, coach of the CMU women's basketball team, joining us on the Team Sports Network. And you look at Colorado Christian with Agnes Paul. She's been their leading scorer. Currently, Paul's been averaging just under 10 points per game. Lourdes Gonzalez at about 9 points per game. So they, as far as the scoring goes, looked like it's fairly evenly distributed between about 5 or 6 players.
It is, yeah. And most of them are, post players. So, the key for them is to kind of go inside, and then they crash the boards really hard and get extra opportunities. So, like I said before, I really feel like our ability to rebound is going to be key, and not putting them at the free throw line and picking up fouls as we go down and kind of try and help. But, they're playing really hard, and I'm, we definitely have got to play an A game this weekend to get a win.
Taylor Wagner, coach of the Maverick women's basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. And look, we've talked over the years, Colorado Christian, that's always been one of those gyms where sometimes it's been tough to get out of there with a victory.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's just, really small, and, everything's close. So you get a team that presses or that it's long, it really makes that court even smaller. And so we've struggled there some years, and we've always had a close game when we've gone over there. So that's what we're expecting again. Is, every position will count. We've just got to be ready to go out there and compete for 40 minutes.
And then it's a rare Sunday game when you play at Metro State, and the regional rankings are out, the South Central region rankings. And it's a Metro State team that is ranked in the top 10 in those rankings right now. They're currently 4-1 on the season, but ranked 7th in the latest South Central regional poll.
Yeah, really good team. I mean, they have a player of the year back. They had a couple girls that were hurt last year that are back, and then they added a few more pieces. So they're a little more well-balanced than they probably did with shooting and then their post-play. And they're playing really well right now. Their only loss was, I think they went the 3 overtimes and lost. But, again, another big team. And generally they guard very well every year and are physical. And, again, a place where we go, and it seems like it comes down to the wire every time we go over there and play.
Of course, player you're referencing is their outstanding player, Allie Navarette, who's averaging just about 12.5 points per game. So Navarette kind of picking up where she left off from last season.
Yeah, just a tough guard, girl that can go in and finish either hand. She's, her outside jump shot's really good. She goes to the foul line quite a bit. So it's a tough matchup, and we struggled a little bit with her last year and just her length. So, we're going to have to be ready for her and then everybody else that they throw at us as well.
And another tough player for the Roadrunners, Jayla Richardson, their second-leading scorer. She's also an outstanding rebounder. She is currently second to Navarette in rebounding right now for Metro State. Taylor, she's always a tough player to guard.
Yeah, just a tough matchup because of her length and her athleticism. If you remember, she got hurt at our place last year, hurt her knee, and so she's back and looks really good. So, Metro's kind of a matchup nightmare for us of how we get to guard everybody, especially when they go. They'll put three posts in there and really trying to hammer it inside.